To a non-existent audience. Like serious?
Have I ever not?
Well, that's Aaron's guitar. You don't know.
I've seen this man cry. He's a very serious
yeah, especially with the laws involved.
We can't do this.
Sarah, did you beat that mailbox? No. Then why was your hat on this mailbox?
Especially on the one.
My dad's gonna hurt.
It was really funny. So in Korea, there's when you get super drunk, you don't go back home. Yeah, there's a common practice, like you spend the time with song from Korea where it was like a world hit. It's
what was it?
You mean Gangnam
Style?
Yeah, gaming style. Style. Gengar's
Khan. Okay, so style.
Gengar's Khan. Style was exactly what it sounds like in English word. Gangnam is a specific region of the city of Seoul.
Oh, okay.
It's the wealthy region.
So why were they singing that?
Sort of Psy, like singing San Francisco.
No, Psy is actually, particularly by Korean standards, a really subversive artist.
Oh.
Korea is very, okay,
very straight, straight laced.
Well, you know,
everywhere is
very status conscious, but Korea is more status conscious than most.
I guess they're living right on the edge of a pack all the time, which probably doesn't help.
Abalone.
So they don't worry about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke.
So they think that little dictator in the north is a bit of a comet?
Oh, yeah. You're asking a lot of questions at the same time.
Oh,
the
okay.
song itself
the song, yeah.
Is joking about how people who can't afford to get a decent place to live will go out of their way to show up in Gangnam and get a $6 cup of coffee to be seen drinking it.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll
then they'll pretend they're riding a horse?
Yeah. Well, and that's why the whole thing, every time you see him doing something where it looks like he's rich, it turns out he's actually poor.
Oh, okay.
So you see him, he's like sunbathing in the opening, but he's actually in a children's playground.
Oh, okay.
He's not on a beach.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
The entire thing was a lampooning of Korean insistence on, you know, societal pressure.
Oh, yeah.
People said it was
fun for a little while.
Although it got people jumping around anyway.
Well, it's a fun song and, you know, it's a great dance. And
The cat came back.
Mesmerized by the video.
But this is actually. That song came out on his sixth album. And, all five of his previous albums were banned by Korea.
Huh.
Because he's consistently just pointing out the...
He's like the court jester.
Well, he's pointing out problems with commercialism.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Korea... You compare South Korea to any other developed country that's, you know, had to deal with, let's say... I'm not blaming America, but American style intervention.
Oh, yeah.
They've done better than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just kind of pointing out the.
So he's a good social commentator.
Oh, yeah, and that's why his
first
five albums
banned.
Were banned.
That's difficult.
Yeah. That's usually what happens, eh, with people.
In fact,
tell the truth.
His second big single, Gentleman. So Korea has like a CBC.
Be right back.
All good, dude. Thank you. Oh no, my only
Oh
weakness.
No, not water.
How did you know?
H2O.
What about
it? H2O.
Oh, Tom, you had an elbow. You're heading to the front, eh?
I gotta get my keys and left it in the front office.
Ah, that's
no, I like just coming here and not wearing anything the whole time.
Yeah. Because
it's just, where else can you do it, you know? Like, yeah. If you don't do it when you can, then you can't do it the rest of the
time. Yeah, sure.
But it was a little odd that today I was on the news most of the time.
Well,
but
no, no. Earlier today, cool. Remember, during the day, like Eric Brown, we had...
Yeah, of course, I didn't get here to the fight.
Yeah. So, you know...
They were doing it, too.
So, yeah, yeah.
And I know, you know, some places, they gradually stop being moved. And, like, you must have heard of the words that maybe they didn't make enough money, or the general trend was more and more towards clothes, so eventually they stopped doing it. You see that with... quite a number of really good resorts.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to do is a fusion culture here, like, you know, and that's it, like, activity-based, right?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Dress code is, you know, kind of standard, but it's really, so people, if they want to go play music up on stage,
yeah.
Right now, what I got to tweak up is the, I think the times, like...
The what?
Well, the, like, coming on the fire and, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we could... it was a good night.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it was great. I wish I could have played more guitar.
Mm.
I was just really clumsy because I was trying to play without using my middle finger. And that, you know, think of that. Try to play guitar without using that finger. Like...
Yeah, no.
It's just weird. And so you're thinking about chords that ordinarily you just play, you don't even think about. Mm-hmm. So it kind of limits you. But my dad... He's really keen on me playing guitar at his new, he's sort of a nursing home, because he has nursing home care level, although it's a residence.
Yeah.
And so he said he'd pay $300 to get my guitar really fixed up, you know, because it needs a lot of repair work. And over the years, it's dried out, and the finger, you know, the action is slow. Like, you got to press the strings a long way to get it to the neck.
Yeah.
And so I found a store that has good, solid repair service, and so he's going to pay for me to get it repaired, which is nice.
Okay.
It's really nice of him, you know. But also with my mom passing away, he's got a lot more money now because it was quite expensive keeping her in a very highly intensive care place, you know. Not that we're glad she's gone, of course, but it's really expensive, you know, when you have 24/7 care and anytime they're afraid she'd fall out of her wheelchair and you'll have to constantly be with her. But yeah, that was a sad time. But... yeah, life goes on for most of us anyway. I'm just going to get my boots because they're just outside the door.
Oh, sweet. Well, anyways, I hope you enjoyed your...
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm glad I came. It's always like a nice escape from the insanity of my normal life. You know, because I still have one kid with anorexia, and she hasn't spoken to me in 3 years. And even though she lives at home with us, you figure that out.
Shit.
It's a very weird circumstance. he's told me where to go a few times, but that's it. The other girl is, my eldest daughter, is now in third year Carleton.
Yeah.
And she's getting marks that are so high that we haven't had to pay anything for Carleton. We've had to pay nothing. Because they keep giving her scholarships because they want her to come back, you know? Because, you know, when students do really well, they get options from other schools, of course. So, so far, her acing her schooling is paying off for us fantastically. You know what she wants to do for a living? She wants to be a cosmologist. Study the origin and fate of the universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Which is fun.
Well, shit. Do you think she'd want to come out to for space and beyond?
No, she won't come. She thinks nudism is silly. That's what she says. I said, well, why don't you come? You know, it won't hurt you. It's, you know, they're nice people. And she says, no, it's silly.
But, I mean, Mom, you know what? I'll show her. I'm going to post the music we did last year.
She just wrote a book, eh?
She wrote a book?
Yeah. It's her first book. It's on the internet right now. Do you have an internet connection right there?
I can check.
Oh, it's today it was just released, actually, kind of coincidentally. Or was yesterday? Yeah, yesterday it was released. You go to Amazon.com and you type in A I Z A I.
That's the name of the book. A-I-Z-A-I.
A-I-Z-A-I.
Yeah. That's Mary Jean Harris. First book ever. So she's very excited about that.
What's it about?
Do you see it there?
I'm still loading things
Now. It's fantasy fiction. It's, well, fantasy is fiction. It's about a boy who's called the Word Warrior. And he wants to read all the heavy books in the world. And he comes across one that talks about a lost world called Isaac, which apparently does exist somewhere in time. Doesn't exist in today's time, but exists somewhere in time. And so he sets about to try to find where in time it is and if there's any way he can get to it. And that's what the story's about. That's nice. I don't have one of them.
This is a very cool thing.
Yeah. So you just go to Amazon.com. And it was in as of yesterday. I checked it actually earlier today. While we're waiting, what do you have planned for the Ad More this year? Last year I know they had that really good-looking, pixie-looking type girl. I didn't see what they did with her, but apparently they had her on an X or something.
There's some suspensions.
Yeah, apparently that must have been kind of cool, but I didn't see it, unfortunately. I mean, there's an element in me that is... still sexually oriented, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm 61, but it doesn't mean I'm neuter.
Well, that's it. Who was one of my friends?
So what did they do with her exactly? Did they put her on that X or something and tickle her to death or something?
No, just suspension. It straight up was the Vampire Ken is... Oh, let's hold on. What's that spelled? How's it spelled?
A-I-Z-A-I. There we go. I just saw it. It was down below. There we go. That's her book. See? Yeah, Isaiah the Forgotten. And he's the Word Warrior. He wears this mask when he's hunting books in, 15th century France. And he discovers this book. Because he doesn't want people to identify who he is. Like he's sort of a book thief, basically. And he finds this book in some ancient mansion. About Isaiah, and this story is about his search to try to get to Isaiah. Oh yeah, it describes it a bit. Read the first few pages of the book too. Like they actually have it on the web, you know.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, she's still 20, and that's her first book.
How many pages is it? Doesn't matter, that's awesome.
Can you give it a like? Or can you do that? Because she's trying to get as many likes as possible.
Oh.
Or you could just say, sounds like fun or something, you know, because you haven't read it, but just something to get her to see that people are noticing. Oops, you got a bug.
Yeah, thank you. That was about damn mosquitoes. Well, that's pretty much the first one this night, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's it. And anyway, I wanted to ask you about that Ad More thing. What do they actually do, like, with that very pretty girl?
Oh. No,
I couldn't help but notice her, quite frankly. She looks a little bit like a pixie, her face. Mm-hmm. You can almost see her with pointed ears. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's it. No, I know who you're talking about. Yes,
she had a very good-looking body. That's for sure.
She was very fit. Yes.
Yeah, very pretty, and had no qualms whatsoever of being naked around everybody.
No.
Which is always a good combination. When you have a good-looking girl who's not hesitant about being naked, that's a great combination. So what did they do with her exactly?
Hey? Oh, well, they just had a suspension. So there wasn't too many, there was some playing, I guess. There was some, like, BDSM.
No, well, actually, they just tied her up or something?
Yeah, there was, like, yeah, there was, what was it, the cross.
Uh-huh.
And possibly might have flogged her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In a way that doesn't really hurt her, I hope.
Of course, yeah, there's no pain. They're very,
And that's when there must have been a few aroused males.
Well, actually, well, I mean, yeah, wasn't really. They weren't outright if they were. I was looking more at her, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I imagine you noticed her more.
Well,
but
no.
They weren't people masturbating or anything at the same time.
No, this wasn't, so.
This wasn't like an object of lust sort of thing.
It wasn't as passionate, you know, in that regard. Though, I mean, like I said, people had trailers and, you know.
Yeah, they go out and do their own thing.
Exactly, so it can get, you know.
Because I think in the past, like, Ad More was more open sexual, right?
Well, that's the thing, is like, last year I had a group of friends volunteer to organize.
Yeah.
But they were in the BDSM, more kink community. So, you know, there's a lot more, you know, you can learn about. And that's what I thought was a really cool thing, is like to share it and say, okay, well, hey, this is kink, this is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other things, and it's kind of like a sexual horizon, you know. And so,
yeah.
So.
I guess Mocha was trying to sort of make things sound sort of kinky, if you know what I mean. I just make sure I got my keys here. But she was talking about people having a circle jerk and things like that. I don't know if that actually happened.
She tried to get, she... Oh, yeah, well, weren't you there for that?
No, I was only there for her psychological orgasm or whatever. You know?
Okay.
And that you had the option of masturbating if you wanted to, but not really, people really didn't do it. I mean, you know, people got sort of semi-aroused, but... It's just sort of fun to hear what that really happened. That's all. It's sort of intriguing to hear what happened.
Oh, well, I mean, I kind of let people do their thing, but I mean,
Because I know when years ago when Peter had that kind of day, some people were giving like oral sex right in the whirlpool.
Yeah, well, that's it, and that's trying to keep that clean, because that's communal, and it's like, you know, it's not being considerate, so...
No, I think they should be doing it out in the field or something.
And that's where, what I want to do is, you know, have Lover's Island as kind of the, okay, like, to really clean, that's why I'm cleaning that place up, well, I'm cleaning it up, period, but, so have people come out and camp, and then there can be still, if there's certain things here, like, you know, someone wants to do a talk... But then, for people who want to have more like going and the fun, have Lover's Island available. Yeah.
So
nature walks. And stuff.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I was talking to Howard, you know, the guy who's 65. He's 65.
Yes.
And he was saying how in some places in California, for example, they have open people making love here and there. And he was pointing out, and you know, I think it's an interesting argument that this is part of life. It's part of nature. And if people are open and comfortable with it, then so what, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it can also alienate people, you know, if it's too open or if it's in the whirlpool.
It's more even practical. It's like, you know, think about where, you know, you've got...
I mean, I'm talking just about that special day.
But that's it. And only in that special day, well, it could be some... Maybe the back metal, because it might be some people who are like, if someone wants to have like a discussion group, and someone's shouting, right, or you know, there's actual logistic, you know, things, and so it's I find like there's plenty of space, so.
So they're not having like on stage demonstrations of tantric sex or something.
If someone wants to, like, that's what I think is the loft is kind of designated a play area.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, you know, that could, there's potential, but I'm basically putting this out to the community. Like myself, I don't participate in the alternative lifestyle. I'm, yeah. Right now I'm actually
Since I'm married, I wouldn't be having sex with a girl or anything, but you know, it's sort of fun to hear about what's happening,
mm-hmm.
And maybe to a limited extent to watch what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, people have fantasies and, you know, for example, Mogul was saying we can have a male fashion show and things like that, which we end up people being nude on stage and stuff. I mean,
yeah.
It's kinky, I guess, but at the same time, I don't know if it really happened or not.
Well, there was a fashion show, yeah. No, it did happen. And I mean, that's, you know, it's totally stuff that, you know, for this year. But right now, the way I'm going to do it is actually I'll put it out.
Because what you really need is a Miss Nude Grand Barn contest.
Yeah?
That would be fun. That would be really neat. Of course, then they'd want a Mr. Nude. But regardless, I don't know. I guess on that special day, and I know that ordinarily you don't do those things, you know, but at the same time, it is... it's fun to have these options, you know, like, because people are not just, you know, people, part of their personality is sexual and sensuous, you know, and if there's some outlet for that, I think that's healthy, you know, and in sort of mutually cooperative groups. I mean, I have to be careful because I'm a married guy, I don't want to get myself in trouble, and I don't want to cheat on my wife, but at the same time, having events that are, you know, visually stimulating can be really nice.
Yeah.
You know, really nice. So all they did with that pretty girl is put her on the cross and she just hung there? Or
well,
this seems kind of boring.
Well, she wasn't as, later on, well, there was some hot tub and,
The
hot tub was not, it was massage. It wasn't like, anything sexual, I guess. Well, it was sexual, but it wasn't, you know, bodily fluid.
Because Mocha gave the impression that this was like a day of incredible sexuality and sensuality and, you know, and
talked
about things like circle jerks and, you know, striptease and, you know, various things that are very sensually provocative.
Yeah, but it would be, yeah, and that, those are things that put out, like, and so, but what I'm saying is, like, well, haven't found people to fill those things yet.
Because if you brought in some really very sexy girls who would do striptease or something, I mean, that would be fun. You know, that would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was legal in your setting to have people who were aroused and it wasn't considered bad, that would be fun too. You know, and but you know, you'd have to take precautions so you didn't mess everywhere.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's something like, you know, if that's just for one's fantasies. You don't actually do what you're.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it's always trying to figure out how to execute something and make it work. And so, yeah, I mean, it's.
Because you know, there are some nude dances, for example, on the internet, in like pole dancing. There are some incredible nude pole dancers, and I don't know if you'd even consider it erotic, really. It's more, I mean, it's erotic, but at the same time, it's not pornography. It's beautiful. I mean, it is really beautiful to have a very fit woman doing pole stuff in the nude. I mean, some of them, they're really athletes, but it's really gorgeous, too. You know, it's I mean, they're a work of art, both in their skill and also in their appearance. And, I mean, something like that would really be nice. You know, I don't know how you could get it. Because that's a nice combination between sensuality and admiring an incredibly beautiful woman.
Where do you watch these?
No, just anywhere on YouTube. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll send you one sometime, because there's one in particular where she's super athletic and at the same time super sensuous. And, you know, a person could watch it in a non-sexual way and say it's still beautiful. But at the same time, you can also watch it in a sexual way and say it's very sexual, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud of what sort of fun things that would be innocent, you know, not get people in trouble in one way or the other, that you could have, which would be cool. One thing Peter always talked about, but I don't think it really happened, was bringing in beautiful women to be photographed. I don't know if that ever really happened, did it? It was called...
Oh, Impressed with the Beauties?
Yeah, right. I don't know if that really happened.
It's, yeah, I don't know, beauty pageants and things like that. I'm thinking...
More objectifying, it's not so good.
Well, it would be something where, and first of all, there would be a male and female. I was thinking of, like, I'm trying to remember the Greek or Latin name for, like, two lovers, the lovers, like,
yeah.
So something legendary, and, like, because I would always, like, I always hark back to, like, the Greeks, and, you know.
No, their admiration of nudity. You know, it's interesting that the original Greek statues that we still see were not gray statues. They were painted with complete flesh color in society, yeah. And, in fact, the interesting thing is not only did they look like real people, because they were fully colored, you know, right in the town. But sometimes famous people, like especially famous athletes or, you know, beautiful women that actually existed, would have statues made of themselves, naked. And they would be colored and everything. And, I mean, it was considered something for admiration. It was not considered pornography or anything like that.
Damn.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that those original old Greek statues were flesh colored, you know, with the different colors of the body, and it was not all this gray kind of immaterial, you know, beautiful in shape, but obviously very dead.
Blank, yeah.
Very dead. And I was surprised to see that or read that, is that these statues were very lifelike and they were right in the middle of the city. Because they admired the human body and they wanted to make it as lifelike as possible. You know, and they didn't go for fig leaves and all that. It was just you know, the Greek heroes, sometimes, you know, really famous athletes, and that was just part of their life, you know, because they really admired them. And it's, you know, body painting is neat too. That would be something fun to do, you know. They did that. I've never been to the Ono events for that, so I don't know if they're just giving a swirl on your tummy or something. But some of the body painting, I don't know if you've seen it on the web, but where they paint up women, for example, that look like wild animals, you know, like a leopard or something. You know, they're very sensuous, but they're incredibly beautiful, you know, but amazingly sensuous at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, it's 2 a.m, so my brain, of course, is naturally...
You should be staying at the... We should have been brainstorming this fire.
Yeah, well, I'll
see.
What can we do to make it sort of...
You could crash in the loft there, Tom.
No, that's okay. I don't go to bed till 4 anyway. But,
shit, man, well, why'd you stay?
Well, because I have a 2-hour drive home. We're 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, shit, right.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't so damn far. As I said in my email to you, can you move the Grand Barn closer to Ottawa?
Yeah, I wish we had a teleporter. That'd be the time.
But anyway, I'm just... Yeah, it's fun to have part of your mentality is not always engineering and music. Sometimes it's on what can be sexually fun, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it would be really cool to have... So if you have ideas for Abomori, what we can do is, you know, maybe start a... You're on AO, right?
I don't know. What's AO?
Affiliate Online.
Oh, okay.
So we have our own network.
Yeah.
Like,
I've been on it. I didn't know it stood for AO.
But, I mean, we're also on Facebook, too, so I could do, like, a group there, but...
Well, I'll send you the pole dancer. She's a pole dancer.
Okay.
Because that kind of thing, as I say, it's erotic, but it's also beautiful and takes a lot of skill. It's somebody who is obviously very, very fit. But it's also has that touch of eroticism to it, which makes it intriguing.
right.
And something like that, if you had a show like that, you know, even just one person at one time, you know, that would be really neat, you know. Trouble is then you might get in trouble with local authorities if it became, maybe think it's a strip show or something, you have to have a special license, and, you know, I don't know, how much can you get away with on your own property?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why, obviously, I keep a lot more of the activity kind of stuff to private, you know, accommodations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think if dance like that, you know, if it's like someone performing and it's in the context of, you know, like, I think...
Let's get it right there. Get it. Hey, well, look at that.
Nicely done. Still got some reflexes in that.
Anyway, I better let you go.
Right.
It's nice to see you again. I'll see you again soon.
Man.
And so I'm off to Lupin Nature's Resort in near San Francisco in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And
hey, bring some. Well, actually, bring some cards back too.
Okay.
They good. Good peeps. Well, they must be good peeps.
What's the peep?
Oh, person, people, good peoples.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, the Ono guys. They have their barbecue on the 19th. Is the 19th a Saturday? I think so. Yeah, okay, good. And I'm always pushing your place. There's a guy 6'9" that you're probably going to see show up here. His name's Chris. And I told him all about the Grand Barn. And he's very keen on seeing this place. There's another guy called Dieter, a German guy.
Yeah.
Who's also very intrigued about this place. He's been arrested several times at Meech Lake for going nude.
Oh, jeez.
Because he did that all the time.
Is there someone we can
get?
Hey, Stu, do you know who left?
I might as well go out here, too.
Okay, it's done.
Yeah, Dieter, his name is.
Okay.
And he was very intrigued about this place. You'll know him because he's an older man. He's probably about my age, and he's got a super dark suntan. He's from Germany.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm basically selling the Grand Barn every time I can, you know. And but these guys are nice. They're also intrigued by the freedom of not having, or have, you know, you can wear clothes or not. They, you know, the one thing, and you'll laugh when you hear this because it sounds so silly, but when I told them that if they got an erection here, it didn't matter,
yeah,
they said, oh, that's interesting. Like I think that the point is not that they're going to come here and get an erection, although they might. The point is, it's the freedom attitude, like the idea that it's not regimented, you know, and I mean, some of these nudist places, as you know, are as regimented as the clothing places.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like this kind of free form lifestyle. And so I think a lot of the Ono people, I mean, Peter seems to have a bit of a prejudice against Ono, but I told him tonight, I said, you know, you're going to get guys here from Ono during summer who are much more interested in your place than they are in Ono. And you're going to find that they're going to fit in perfectly.
Oh, there's the card. And, yeah. And I mean... you know, I mean, isn't it a rotating swim club anyways? Like, don't you do swims?
Yeah, that they started just doing swims, but now they do golfing. You know what they did in one golf? Did I tell you what they did in one golf? They a mini putt. They rented the mini putt down on, I don't know, I think it's on...
Well, what about a race? You should organize an Ono race, but have it here.
Yeah. Well, when I get back into my running and stuff, I could do that. But the mini putt, they did body painting at the same time. So they were running around in black light, doing mini putt with body painting and stuff. And I asked one of them, I said, well, what did they paint? Did they paint penises and everything? And he said, oh yeah, they painted everything. Huh. You know, so it must have been quite fun. They also rented the JCC, and just this winter they started to use the gym. I was playing basketball nude. It was fun. It was really fun. And so yeah, they're not as stodgy as a lot of nudists. You know, I think the Ono Club is much more like your place than, let's say, Castleman. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that over time, I hope to get a lot of them here.
Well, then maybe some sort of activity might be a good way to,
well,
you know.
Well, a number of them have said that, you know, there's nothing stopping them from having their big barbecue here. You know, once enough of them want to come here.
Yeah, do up a barbecue, music.
Yeah, and apparently Ono barbecues were held here, like years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, the founder came here, you know, like that's how he got inspired.
Yeah.
So my dad, if you ask him, that's kind of why he's more, it's like, you know, I don't know, I'm guessing Ono kind of ostracized us. And then,
yeah.
So my dad was like, you know, the founder came here. Why am I getting flack now? You know, it's like,
oh,
so.
Yeah. That's weird.
But I'm thinking, if, like you said, if Ono is full of people who, like you, appreciate what we do here and want to come out, then I'm thinking, you know.
Well, I'll be at their,
because if you like what we do, that's fine. Like that's
yeah. Well, they can also help you do it. You know, they can help set things up. Like I'll get a pole dancer for you.
Okay.
That'd be great if I could, eh?
Well, you got your homework cut out for you there,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it's fun talking to you.
All right, sleep good, man. Yeah. Safe trip.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Bye. And we're gonna get starting to talk about August too, eh?
Oh yeah, it'll be the same as last year.
Okay. Yeah. Ninth and 10th.
Yeah, and the. The slideshow I give will be focused on what's visible that night, and it'll be different planets, of course.
Oh, it'll be good.
From last year, it'll be slightly different, but that'll be the same sort of thing, you know, and I'll see you before that anyway.
And we'll try and, like, do the jamming earlier, and then you get that presentation earlier, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
So all right,
I hope I don't seem too weird talking about these sexual things.
No. I have a Maury's coming up, and I got to start thinking about it, this is actually really good.
Well, quite frankly, I just think it's fun, you know, like, I mean, I'm not a pervert or anything, I just... I have a healthy memory. I have a healthy imagination.
Well, memory too helps.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, Tom. Take it easy, bud.
Pierre.
Oh no.
You guys still want a fire going, or?
Hot tub?
I'm not going to go in a hot tub.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking about it, but I'm probably not going to.
Maybe I should get some towels if we were, right?
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like I was saying about the practicalities.
Yeah.
I would get into the hot
Did,
tub.
Did John McLeod go with Jeff?
Jeff has gone to sleep. I'm not sure how or where.
Okay.
John McLeod has left. He offered to drive me back, and I said no, and I'm regretting that now.
Dude, well, here, let's go. I'll go get a towel and ropes. Hot tub.
We're gonna go in the hot tub, boys.
Run.
You want one too, Pierre? Get your towel. I'll get you a towel too. Thank you. head to bed. You're not doing anything with him.
I think it's dangerous.
Thanks, Alan. Hey, Pete. Still with us? Yeah, look at the sky.
Yeah, beautiful.
It is.
Jake and Norm are definitely interesting people to talk to.
Yeah?
We just have to get them used to coming out here a little more often.
So, yeah, well, I didn't get a chance to talk with Jake.
I spoke to Jake a little more than I did to Norm, but I did speak to both of them. And in the process of talking, I realized that I know Jake from Toronto. I also realized that I know Norm from back there, too.
Okay. Okay. Hey. How's it going, Pete?
It's not going to go much longer.
No?
No.
Well, I might do up the, here, what's the, where's the, there we go.
Interesting.
Let's see how the hot tub's going. So would you like the hot tub or?
It was nice. First time. It's nice.
I'm not certain. It's just
there's a bed in the attic too.
I don't want it.
Hey, you know what? I can shut it. We'll no rush. The fire's back up. Yeah. No problem. I'm gonna rewire all this, put it on the other side.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
I had a great time, Taylor, you know that. I do this every... I've done enough. Yeah. You guys could handle it. You're a lot younger than I am.
You had in the bed there, Stu?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Taylor. I'm just very tired. That eased me.
Alright,
and you could tell your dad that's wonderful.
Alright.
I wish he had two of them.
Let's do it. What? Don't forget to get mad to Phil. Sorry, no, I'm Mr. Etiquette. I'm like.
You know what? You have a great night.
Yep, you too. Best of luck.
So, do you want a cookie?
Hold on.
I'm gonna take a cookie, man.
Do you want to use the blankets, though?
No, you want some blankets?
I want to save this. I'll be living large. I've slept up the loft before.
I know. Maybe I'll fall asleep up there too.
I mean, if you have blankets,
that's not my way. This is, I'm, as I understand it, on the free side right now, and I just.
Well, you're not going to bed just yet, right?
No, not just yet.
Okay, so we have time to go to the house.
The main thing is, if I burden the, not the tailor as the friend, but the grand barn as the establishment, I am more than happy to pay my share. You dropped off these things. You provide those. But, I didn't intend on staying here.
Dude, enjoy it. I wanted an all-night bar there. And thanks to Howard, it's still going.
Did you thought I was going to let it go?
No way.
This is one of those nights in the year where it is a special night, and it should be honored as such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird night.
Mm-hmm. It's nice and quiet now. What's the time of it? Yeah.
It's only 2:15.
You want another beer?
I have a beer well on the go, but I mean, like, honestly, like, the sky is making colors that are just, quite not noteworthy. I don't know what to say.
You can start seeing dawn.
Where'd Pierre go? Is Pierre done?
I don't think. No. Pierre, where'd you go? I think he went to the outhouse. Right?
Well, make sure he's still alive.
Here?